Hello, dear friends. I hope you're enjoying yourself. If you're ready, let's go to today's expressions and vocabularies. Today we are going to start lesson 3 of our book. Are you ready? Let's go. سلام به هم محله های عزیزم. امیدوارم حالتون خوب باشه. خب امروز اگر آماده هستین بریم شروع کنیم درس 3 از کتاب رو. در ضمن من یه معذرت خواهیم بکنم. هفته قبل مریض بودم و به علت گرفتگی شدید صدا نمیتونستم وایس ضبط کنم و بذارم. امیدوارم که منو ببخشید. خب بریم سراغ کلمات امروز. First word، اولین کلمه. First let's go to a quick view of this unit. اول یه ویو خیلی سریع و کوچیکی ازش داشته باشیم از این یونیت که راجع به چی هست. It's about a conversation among father, mother and their son. یه مکالمه بین پدر و مادر و پسرشون هست. Father, mother and son. Parents. It's a conversation between parents and their son. یه مکالمه بین والدین و فرزندشونه. خب راجع به چی هست؟ It's about their son's test. راجع به امتحان پسرشونه. He had a chemistry test. امتحان شیمی داشته. Chemistry شیمی. And they are talking about it. دارن راجبش صحبت میکنن با هم. Okay, first word. اولین کلمه. Blow the test. Blow the test. Blow. B-L-O-W. Blow the test. When someone blows the test, it means he or she doesn't success in that test. Blow the test توی فارسی حالا میگیم امتحانو خراب کردم، یا حالا کلمات دیگه هم استفاده میکنیم. امتحانو خراب کردن میشه blow the test. B-L-O-W. Blow the test. Blow the exam. امتحانو خراب کردم. Opposite of blow the test is I aced the exam. وقتی که امتحانو با نمرات عالی حالا قبول میشیم یا موفق میشیم تو امتحان میگیم I aced the exam. Aced the exam. یا میگیم که I passed my test with flying marks. Flying marks. F flying F L Y I N G. Flying mark. Mark هم که یعنی نمره. M A R K. I passed my test with flying marks or I aced the exam. وقتی امتحانو قبول میشیم، پاس میکنیم. و نمرات عالیه که پاس کنیم که flying mark میگیم. یا اگه میخوایم میگیم تو امتحان موفق شدم، I aced the exam. و blow the test هم که امتحانو خراب کردم. Next word. Cut class. To cut class means to lose class without any reason. Cut, C-U-T, class هم که میدونین دیگه C-L-A-S-S. Cut class means to lose classes without any reason. To cut class means یعنی کلاس همونو بدون حالا دلیل موجهی از دست بدیم. For example, if you keep cutting chemistry class, you are going to blow the test. If you keep cutting chemistry class, you are going to blow the test. اگه همین جوری کلاسای شیمی تو از دست بدی امتحانتو خراب میکنی. اوکی؟ Next word is to slack off. Slack off. Slack, S-L-C-K. Off, O-W-F. Slack off means to waste time. To waste time. Slack time یعنی وقت اونو هدر ببخشید slack off. Slack off یعنی وقت اونو هدر بدیم. For example مثال stop slacking off. I know tomorrow you have exam. Stop slacking off. I know tomorrow you have exam. میگه که تو مثالمون وقتتو هدر نده. میدونم فردا امتحان داری. Stop slacking off. I know tomorrow you have exam. A person who always slacks off is called slacker. کسی که همیشه slack off میکنه، تایمشو هدر میده، وقتشو هدر میده، slacker بهش میگن. Next word. Next word is to buckle down. Buckle down. Buckle down. B-U-C-K-L-E. Buckle down. Means to get serious. Buckle down یعنی یک کار جدی انجام بدی، یک کار جدی دنبال کنی. Buckle down. For example, stop slacking off. Tomorrow you have exam. Buckle down. همون مثال قبلی، حالا یه جمله buckle down هم اضافه کردم آخرش. وقت تو هدر نده. میدونم فردا امتحان داری. جدی باش تو کارت. Stop slacking off. I know tomorrow you have exam. Buckle down. Another example. یه مثال دیگه. If you want to give sorry, I forgot the example. if you want to pass your test, you need to buckle down. If you want to pass the test, you need to buckle down. اگه میخوای امتحانتو پاس کنی، موفق بشی، you need to buckle down. باید جدی باشی. Another example. Next word is beside the point. Beside, B-E-S-I-D-E. Beside the point. Point, P-O-I-N-T. Beside the point means not relevant. Beside the point یه چیزی که حالا نامربوطه، اهمیتی نداره، نامربوطه. For example, whether or not I asked the waiter to bring us water is beside the point. Waiter should always bring water to the table. Whether or not I ask the waiter to bring us water, مهم نیست که من از خدمتکار خواستم که واسمون آب بیاره یا نه، یا اینکه چه من از خدمتکار خواسته باشم واسمون آب بیاره یا نه. Whether or not چه خواسته باشم واسمون آب بیاره یا نه is beside the point، ربطی نداره. Waiter should always bring water to the table. خدمتکار همیشه باید آب و سر میز بیاره. پس beside the point not relevant. Next word. Can't stand. Can't stand. Can't C-A-N apostrophe T stand S-T-A-N-D. Can't stand means hate something. Can't tolerate something. Can't stand means از چیزی متنفر باشی. نتونی یه چیزی رو تحمل کنی. For example, I can't stand for example, milk. I always refuse to eat it. من از شیر متنفرم. Milk, شیر. من از شیر متنفرم. I can't stand milk. I always refuse to eat it. همیشه تو خوردنش امتناع میکنم. از خوردنش امتناع میکنم. پس the word was can't stand. کلمه همون can't stand بود. And the meaning hate something. Hate متنفر بودن. H-A-T-E. Or can't tolerate. Can't tolerate یه چیزی رو نتونی تحمل کنی. Next word. Get real. Get real. Get real means be realistic. Get real, be realistic. Realistic واقع بین. Get real. Get real هم که میدونید که R-E-A-L. Get real, be realistic. واقع بین باش. نمازه چیز واقع بین بودم میشه get realistic. For example, you think you are going to $1 million in the lottery. فکر میکنی میخوای $1 million توی قرعه کشی ببری. Lottery, قرعه کشی. Get real. واقع بین باش. فکر کردی میخوای $1 million توی قرعه کشی $1 million توی قرعه کشی ببری. واقع بین باش. Next word is to have your heart set on. To have your heart set on. To have your heart قلب. H E A R T. To have your heart set S E T on. Means to really want something. To have your heart set on means to really want something. یه چیز رو واقعا بخوای. یه چیزی هدفت باشه واقعا براش تلاش کنی. یه چیز رو واقعا بخوای میشه to have your heart set on something. For example, Mina has her heart set on going to for example Tehran University. That's why she's studying a lot for entrance exam. میگه که مینا واقعا میخواد که بره دانشگاه تهران درس بخونه و به خاطر همینه که she's studying a lot داره زیاد مطالعه میکنه for entrance exam برای امتحان کنکور. Entrance exam کنکور. Pass. Have your heart set on means to really want something. Next word. To hit the book. To hit the book. Hit, H-I-T. To hit the book means to study. For example, it's time to hit the book and stop slacking off. خب امروز این slack off رو خیلی استفاده کردم. میگه it's time to hit the book and stop slacking off. میگه که وقتشه که شروع کنی درساتو بخونی. It's time to hit the books. این وقت چیه که کتاباتو درساتو بخونی. And stop slacking off. و دیگه وقت تو هدر ندی. Stop slacking off. Next word is not give a hoot. Not give a hoot. Not give a hoot. Hoot. H-O-O-T. Not give a hoot means to don't care about something. Don't care about something. For example, if in your listening you had, if I become a great musician, people don't give a hoot of my knowledge about atoms and molecules. If I become a great musician, اگه من یه موزیسین عالی بشم, people don't give a hoot of my knowledge. مردم به دانش من اهمیت نمیدن. About atoms and molecules, راجبه اتم و مولکول. اتم, atoms and molecule, molecule, molecule. راجبه این چیزا اهمیت نمیدن. Next word, stand a chance. To stand a chance means to stand a chance means to have the possibility of doing something. To stand a chance. Chance, C-H-A-N-C-E. C-H-A-N-C-E. To stand a chance means to have the possibility of something, of doing something. امکان یا فرصت یا حالا همین شانس انجام یه کار رو داشته باشیم, میگیم to stand a chance. For example, you don't stand a chance of going to university with these poor grades. میگه که امکان رفتن به دانشگاه رو با این نمرات ضعیف نداری. You don't stand a chance of going to university with these poor grades. Poor, ضعیف. نمرات ضعیف. Grades هم که نمره. Next word, over your head. Over your head. Over, O-V-E-R, your head. Head, H-E-A-D. Over your head means beyond your understanding. Over your head, beyond your understanding. فراتر از فهم و گنجایش کسی بودن. Over your head. For example, the teacher was talking over our heads. None of us could understand him. The teacher was talking over our heads. معلم داشت فراتر از فهم ما صحبت میکرد. None of us could understand him. هیچ کدوممون نمیتونستیم حرفاشو بفهمیم. And next and last word, کلمه بعد و آخرین کلمه, lost cause. Lost cause, L-O-S-T-C-A-U-S-E. Lost cause. Okay, thank you for listening to this track. I hope you enjoyed and make use of it. Till next week and next track. Goodbye. Take care. Have fun. Pray for me.